Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Snowplow Parents Are Ruining Online Grading by Jessica Gross. Appeared in the New York Times, November 29th, 2023.
During the 2011-12 school year, Roxanne Greets Miller was a professor in residence at a California middle school that had just started using an online gradebook app that allowed parents and students to see the students' grades as soon as they were posted. And it was clear to her almost immediately that this technology was game-changing for parents, teachers, and students, but not in a good way.
Anxious kids checking their grades throughout the day, snowplow parents berating their children and questioning teachers about every grade they considered unacceptable, and harried middle and high school teachers dealing with an untenable stream of additional communication. You might get emails from parents questioning the grade, wanting an explanation, and that's for every single thing, even assignments that had little bearing on students' overall marks.
But the bigger problems created by online gradebooks were that this kind of virtual communication doesn't help to produce strong bonds between parents and teachers, and that kids become hyper-focused on their grades to the detriment of developing their minds.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of- And now, here is I Scream, You Scream, written by Victoria Masteller, directed by Peter Coleman. Performed live at the Crane Theater, December 4th, 2023.
Okay, my little authors. Everyone, we are going to transition from our English paragraphs on Hershey Kisses to our math packets. And before we get started on
Oh, I love Hershey's Kisses. I love that we got to eat them too and not just look at them. It was hard just to look at them, Miss Wenzel.
Yeah, it was like, when are we going to eat them? I described mine as looking like the smooth version of my poop.
Why? Yes, chocolate and poop are both brown.
Sometimes when I toot, little Hershey Kisses come out.
Remember to tell your parents or a teacher if that happens.
It's like so surprising sometimes because I think it's just going to be a toot, but then like surprise, you've got chocolate.
Okay, yes, like I was saying, everyone, we are going to transition from our English paragraphs to our math packets. Everyone, please hand your paper to the person in front of you. I'm going to grade this over the weekend, and we are going to talk about rewrites and that process next week.
What page are we starting at?
Start on page 15. I'm going to put on some light music, and the timer will be on the board. You will have 5 minutes to complete pages 15 and 16.
I heard my mom got an app that alerts her the moment my grades are updated, but it's okay because I just got a 99 on the spelling test.
My dad would confiscate my Nintendo Switch if I didn't get an A. It's like if in real life they could show the game over screen because then there is no game.
My mom loves to talk to me about what grades I have during dinner. I usually just zone out and think about Avatar: The Last Airbender. I dream of being Sokka.
Last week, my mom took off the Harvard banner from the refrigerator because Ms. Wenzel put in that I got an 8 out of 15 on our spelling test.
now it's music and math packet time, so our voices are off. Ooh, I love the concentration I'm seeing from Basil. Oh, I love the concentration I'm seeing from Serenity. And now River. Ooh, Boris is doing a great job with erasing and restarting questions. Silent working time.
Miss Wenzel?
Remember, silent solo working time? Do you need to use the bathroom?
No, Miss Wenzel, my mom said you just put the Hershey Kisses into the online grade book, but you marked that I got a zero.
Time out. Number one, it is a school rule that kids have their cell phones in their book bags once they have entered school. But I cannot say that anymore because last time Prairie's parents sued. And they have money. Not just like money, but like accidentally drowned a person in the car because we were on drugs, but no worries, no one will find out. Money. So I can't legally remind Prairie, who, by the way, this kid will never visit a Prairie. This kid is going only to 5-star resorts for their whole life, that she can't have her phone on her because I'll drown in lawyer fees. Number two, my iPhone is refurbished. In her hand, that's the newest iPhone. Period. Number three, Harvard. The kid's mother took down her Harvard banner to shame her kid for getting a low grade on a spelling test. What? I'm so sorry. What? Like, what? These kids type on their top-of-the-line computer, and the English language doesn't actually make much sense when it comes to spelling, and you, a 47-year-old woman, is going to tell your kid because she got a low grade on one spelling test that they aren't going to make it to Harvard? It's still a great week if no kids have an accident or a full-on eat their dripping boogers in plain view or throw up on your feet when you're trying to get them to the nurse. Number four, I just opened the teacher's portal. I just put in the assignment. I didn't grade it. Prairie's parents know that Prairie wouldn't get a zero on anything. She's a great kid and she's starting to shake when she doesn't understand something now because she's worried about the ping of a notification of a low grade and then the following text messages from her parents. She's still learning to read fluently, let alone get text messages all the time that she has to interpret. I literally see her shake when her phone goes off. I've explained this to Prairie's parents, not once, not twice, but 35 times since the start of the school year. That's about 3 times on average a week, that if I create an assignment, it automatically selects 0 as the grade, but at 4, I fill in the grades. I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. Now, Prairie, your parents know that when I put in an assignment, it is an automatic 0 until I grade it. Since it's Friday, I'm going to go home, drink a large glass of red wine, and read all the amazing things that you all have to say about Hershey Kisses and put them
back in the Nintendo Switch!
Not the Nintendo Switch!
How about I text them right now? A reminder about how it works for the 100th time. Oh, good. They said that your dad is going to come in after school and we're going to meet again about your grades and this online grading system. It's not like I was hoping to get late tonight or have a home-cooked meal. Bye, kids. Hello, Mr. Van Horten.
Miss Wenzel. We've noticed that Prairie's online gradebook hasn't been updated regularly, and we are concerned about her progress, and we are concerned, well, frankly, about you.
The amount of wine has been upgraded to 2 glasses. Good force. I understand, Mr. Van Horten. You see, the problem
is... The problem is we pay too much money for this to be a problem.
The amount has been upgraded to 3 glasses of wine. And Ben and Jerry's.
This has been an ongoing issue. We can't have Prairie's education compromised.
As someone who has taught for a decade, I can assure you that Prairie's education isn't being compromised.
An 8 out of 15 on a spelling test. A spelling test. That's child's play.
Well, yes, I do teach children. And Prairie did a great job recalling vocabulary to talk about how she feels about Hershey's Kisses. That's a higher level goal than spelling. You see, you should really be proud.
Excuse me. They were describing candy. Candy.
Before we get too off topic with talking about my thoughtfully developed curricula, let's stick to the important part. Mr. Van Horten, the online grading system is supposed to be helpful, a guidepost, a way for parents and teachers to collaborate.
And that is exactly what we're doing. We are doing a great job. We have a notification for every single time a grade is entered, an email is sent for every time you post an assignment, and we have a text message notification for every single time you log into that portal.
I think the last one is impossible, or at least an infringement of my privacy.
We had the principal set it up.
So, back to the grades. One grade that is lower than expected has now made it so that Prairie shakes whenever a grade is posted. I am allowed to put in an assignment knowing that I am grading it soon. I am also allowed to go home and make dinner, take my dog for a walk, do my laundry, and then grade the assignment. Grades in early education are often a reflection of a child's understanding and engagement rather than a measure of future success. Prairie is a very imaginative girl, and I'm happy to show you all the research articles that show you that not being good at spelling is a sign of high intellect and a wide imagination. Prairie could be the next Toni Morrison or Zadie Smith or...
I don't know who those people are.
Oh, nice white parents. Or she could be the next Stephen King, or...
Now that's an author I recognize.
So, we need to find a compromise,
well,
then.
Well, how about you go home and make dinner, but you put the grades in before you walk your dog and do the laundry?
Then my dog would pee in the apartment. That's not the compromise I'm talking about. We can't have Prairie shaking with anxiety whenever a grade pops up. Weekends are for distressing, for letting kids play, for letting them take in what they learned. So I propose that you and your wife only get a notification for only when a final grade is posted.
Look, how about we stop getting text message notifications every time you log into that portal?
The big thing is that even with this low spelling grade, Prairie has a 98% in English total. What was your grade in English when you were in the third grade? Better yet, can you tell me what grade you got on the spelling test you took in November when you were in the third grade?
No, but I really...
So I think we need to have perspective. You're an excellent businessman, Mr. Harrison Van Horten. Do you only look at the little details? Do you not look at long-term planning?
Yes, but the little details are what actually...
And I'm sure that if a team member doesn't close every deal that they are allowed to go to the holiday party, because that would be weird for a boss to disinvite them because of one business deal compared to all the other amazing deals they've done all year long.
True, one deal doesn't make or break.
So why are we doing this to Prairie then?
Well, it's because I care.
And aren't those holiday parties and fun outings important for creating an invested employee? So let's think about this from Prairie's perspective. Why should she care about doing well at her outside activities that you pay good money for if they are going to be taken because she's learning a new skill and the first grade isn't perfect? Why do we invite her to the holiday party, hypothetically? One bad deal for no soccer game? Nintendo Switch? Pizza party?
Okay. What if we just get notifications when a final grade is put in and emails when you log into your portal?
How about you just get notifications on final grades? And Prairie gets to go to her final soccer game.
I'll see if my wife agrees.
'Cause kids just gotta be kids. Period.
This has been I Scream, You Scream, written by Victoria Masteller, directed by Peter Coleman, featuring Cherie V. Campbell, Sabrina Gomez, and Kat Plazas. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, December 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and find all our past recordings at our new website, livingradionyc.com.